you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from Psalm 45, verse 1. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. Wow, some powerful poetic words here from Psalm 45 on this Tuesday, September 4th, 2012. And I'm going to do something today I've never done before. Realizing that many of you had the day off yesterday, maybe your schedule was such that you didn't get to tune into the morning program, or you're returning from just out of town back to the rigors of that 9-to-5 job, or like some of our farmers, 5 a.m. to about 9 p.m. But whatever the case, if you missed yesterday's broadcast, a special Labor Day tribute with a variety of songs and verses, no problem. I'm going to re-air a lot of my comments and the 6 songs I chose yesterday just to get a little more mileage out of my hard work. And I'd like to say I'd be able to get the day off, but I have a lot of other radio projects to do. So you're going to hear a preponderance of yesterday's broadcast with a few additions and editing as I try to encourage and welcome many of you back into the work week. So here we go with my first reading followed by some music. Genesis 2:1-3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all of his work of creating that he had done. Here's Steve Ragsdale, All Your Works Are Wonderful.
All your works are wonderful, you are wise.
God's works are wonderful, as are you, created in His image. And as much as we enjoy laboring 6 days a week, God has made that seventh day a Sabbath. Exodus 20:8-9. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God is Working.
God is working even now.
Yep, God is working to draw you close to himself. Reading from 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 10. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. And here's verse 27 of John chapter 6. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Here's Steve Green, He Who Began a Good Work.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are his treasure, and he finds his pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
edition of Mark and Friends, and you may be saying, a lot of this sounds familiar. Is this deja vu all over again? Am I experiencing Groundhog Day? Those of you that have seen that movie will get that. Nope, I'm just playing a lot of what was aired yesterday as a special tribute to Labor Day. Now that you're back to work, at least some of you, many of our senior saints are retired, but as you go out and about, may these songs and the scripture readings encourage you to labor for kingdom purposes. And hopefully, as you draw near to God today, He who began a good work in you will continue to bring it to completion. Allow Him to draw close to you as you draw close to Him. Here's one of my favorite verses, and I have a fun song that'll follow. It's out of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Here's Dennis Bowling, Workers Are Few. A great message and a heartfelt song.
Growing up on the farm, I was always slow to rise. Mama'd holler, get up, boy, wipe the sleep from your eyes. Come on, get ready, and hurry up, son. If Father's already in the field, there's work to be done. Work in the fields gave Daddy an opportunity to train. I always had lots of questions, he always had time to explain. He taught me to work hard to make the most of my time. He said there's time to plant, time to reap, and a time to die. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasting, it stops for no one. Get a move on, boy. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. You see, planting a field, son, is like sowing into someone's heart. You work the ground and plant the seed, we have to do our part. When you're sowing, you introduce someone to Christ. The son, we can't make it grow. The father brings that seed to life. Come on, get ready. Hurry up, son. Time's wasting. It stops for no one. Get a move on, boy. This ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's a wasting, invite someone to heaven. Get a move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, and there's work to be done.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Here's the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, Working with Joy.
Thank you.
Was there some tapping and hand clapping to that song? I just love it. That was the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. I'm going to close out with this reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, with a fun, upbeat song. And yet after you hear this Revelation passage, you'll see how truthful and powerful the words of Revelation are captured in the song by the cathedrals. Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." Here's the cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over.
My time so hard will soon be over. I'll cross that over chilly Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, sit me down. I'll wear the day of crown and glory. I'll shout and tell a happy story. My hard trial will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Lord, I'm tired.
My trial will soon be over, and
tired.
My trial will soon be over, and soon my Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll smile.
The load I bear is often heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon high ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me. I'll shout and say goodbye to trouble. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired.
Hard trials will soon be over.
So tired.
Hard trials will soon be over, and soon the Lord is gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Hard trials will soon be over. Soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Our crowns will soon be over.
I'm tired.
Our crowns will soon be over. And soon the Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Our crowns will soon be over.
Fly,
our crowns will soon be over.
Fly,
our crowns will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Our crowns will soon be over.
Tired.
Our crowns will soon be over.
That was the cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over. I don't know what your situation or circumstance is today. You might be in dire straits, overwhelmed, taxed, ready to actually give up. Don't do it, my friend. God loves you. God will see you through. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. He loves you. God really does love you. And thank you, God, for the special technology so I could play some of yesterday's program that I know did bless many for those of you that didn't get to tune in yesterday. So if you're wondering why some of these songs sounded familiar or even some of the comments I made, I kind of edited and pieced together yesterday's program as a re-airing today, knowing that many of you have been out of town or your schedules were such because of Labor Day, you didn't have the opportunity to tune your radio in, whether it was at 7:32 a.m., the 7:32 p.m. Central Time, or listen to the programming through streaming audio at greatnewsradio.org. Whatever the case, I just felt like it'd be nice to re-air it today. So you're not going crazy if you're wondering, I know I've heard this before. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. We can provide these God-honoring broadcasts being 100% listener-supported because of your financial gifts and prayer support and volunteer efforts. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 217-367-7777. For our Indiana listeners, that's 1-888-333-9466. Or you can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.